Today, Be'ezer Hashem learned Daf Samach Aleph on Masechta Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics we're learning about include the halachas regarding Hamatar Yena Shel Akum B'Nisnei Birshusai. If a Jew processed a non-Jew's wine to buy it and sell to Jews, but he did not pay for the wine yet, and he left the wine in the non-Jew's house. In the following cases, the wine is mutter. Bayis HaBesuch L'Rishus HaRabim Be'ir Sheyesh Ba'akum Yisraelim. If the entrance was facing a public area and the residents in this city are both non-Jews and Jews. And the Gemara adds, Chaloin v'ashpa v'diklo k'rishus ram dami. If a Jew's window, garbage pile, or palm tree faces the entrance to the non-Jew's house, it's considered like a public area. Or shemir yetze v'nichnas. If a Jew comes and goes to guard the wine. In all these cases, the wine is mutter because mirtas, the non-Jew is afraid that the Jew will see him touching the wine. The machleik is regarding psik reshe v'diklo. If the top of the date tree was chopped off and it has no fruits, whether there is mirtas. The Braisa discusses a third heter of mafteach v'chaisim b'yaday, if a Jew has the key and seal to the wine. And there's a distinction between yayin shel akum, if a non-Jew's wine that a Jew bought was stored in the non-Jew's house, and yayin shel yisrael, if a Jew's own wine was stored in the non-Jew's house. The two approaches to the machlekes in the Mishnah's case of be'ir shekula akum and b'shus akum achar. The wine was left in another non-Jew's house, who is not the owner, whether the wine becomes forbidden because cheshin l'goimlin, there is a concern that he will let his friend, the owner, come and be menasach the wine that he owns, so that his friend in return will let him come be menasach the wine that he owns and sold to a Jew.